Hello, my name is Dane Trethowan, and I'm talking to you from my MacBook computer, which is the Apple notebook computer. We'll talk about that some other time in a podcast, but today I'm going to talk about a piece of equipment which I guess you can integrate with your MacBook or any other notebook or any other computer. Well, in some form anyway. And first of all, I'd like to thank those who have kindly contributed to Blind Cool Tech and given me the idea of creating my own podcasts. And for those of you who have put all those pods together to cast, I think you've done a good job. So many things to talk about, discuss, and mull over. I will give you my email address now, and I will also repeat it at the end of this podcast. You can contact me at grtdane at Dane, D-A-N-E, dash, Trethowan, T-R-E-T-H-O-W-A-N dot net. And I'll repeat that for you again at the end of this little session. Well, here we are in 2008, in Australia at least. It's around about 4:15 on Tuesday morning, January the 1st. January the 2nd, 2001, was an interesting day for me. I purchased the piece of equipment we're about to talk about, which is a Panasonic RX-ED50 Power Blaster. CD radio cassette unit, in other words. Now, it's appropriate that it should be nearly 7 years ago, and I guess you might say that perhaps seven is one of those numbers. What do we have? Seven deadly sins and seven wonders of the world. Well, this might be the eighth, I think, because this particular model of CD radio cassette combo is still with us, still selling well, and Panasonic in Australia and the UK at least show no signs of taking it away from their catalogue. I believe from various people I've spoken to that if you're determined to get one of these, and after me explaining it to you, you may well be very determined to get one. If you're a US or Canadian customer, you can lay your hands on one, as there are quite a few importers on the net importing them from Panasonic. So Panasonic themselves in the US, as far as I know, aren't selling them. And how I came by this unit? Well, I was looking for a good portable to replace the shoddy portable I had, which was from that wonderful, reputable company called Sony. Well, once upon a long ago, they may well have been. I remember 30 years ago, you know, if you said, oh, what sort of cassette recorder have you got? Oh, it's the same. Oh, wonderful thing, Sony, yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think the same can be said now from the experience I've had. The portable CD unit I had from Sony, which I bought in 1998, gradually fell apart over 2 years. Bits literally fell off it. The first to go was the CD lid, the FM antenna, the handle. It was just very, very cheaply constructed, shoddy construction, terrible sound, and overall just a waste of money. So I was glad to throw it away when the Panasonic RX-ED50 arrived at my door. It's not a cheap unit. It retails in Australian dollars here for $329, though if you pay retail price for anything, you have rocks in your head. So it's the old story. Look around, see what you can get it for. Now, I got the player and I carried it in, quite a light piece of equipment, It weighs around about 5 kilogram, so I'll let you convert that into your pounds should you need to. And I opened the box and I was quite astonished at what I saw. The way they were talking about Power Blaster, I was thinking in terms of the old ghetto blasters we used to get, what, 20, 22 years ago, which were incredibly high. Well, they might. I've seen some that are 30 centimetres plus high, and they're what, around about 10 centimetres from front to back, and etc. etc. You know the type I mean, with the big detachable speakers that you can put on a wall. Some of them provide wall mounts, but I was quite mistaken when I looked at this thing. In fact, I wondered whether I had the right model. Panasonic have cleverly reshaped the ghetto blaster, if you like, although they term it as a power blaster. Rather than having the thing high, they've actually transported the shape. So its height is its width, if that makes any sense, from front to back. So you've actually, it's sort of like turning an old ghetto blaster on its back, if that makes any sense. And so its height is very, very small. It's about 4 inches from top to bottom. And its width from front to back is about 8 inches. And its length from left to right is about 18 inches. And I hope you don't mind me swapping between metric and imperial measurements, but some measurements are easier for me to do than others when I'm describing things. And if you have a conversion utility at your disposal, such as the one provided in Note tab, and how many knows how many other things, you should be fine with my explanations, I think. On the front of the unit is a complete metal grille with a massive backlit LCD display in the middle of it. This display is not always backlit, however. When the unit is running on battery power, the backlight turns off, which makes a lot of sense. On either side of the display, you have your two speakers. And here's the very interesting feature of the RX-ED50. I'm told that if you actually open the unit, you would find that the speakers on either side of the display are enclosed, sorry, in separate cabinets. So rather than the old design of just mounting speakers in front of the grill, they are actually in their own separate acoustic cabinets. And you will find that this enhances the sound considerably. I turned it on and played a CD, and I could not believe the sound I got out of this thing. Absolutely amazing, beautiful bass, great top end, and you can change the sound significantly. We'll get to that in a little while. All the controls of the recorder are on the top in two rows. They are all push button controls except the jog dial, and we will go through those now. The first row, which I designate as the front row of controls. On the left, we have the power on-off button, and I needn't go into too much detail about what that does. The next two buttons are the volume up and down control. The volume up and down control, as you gathered, is a digital control, and like other controls of this unit, doesn't do anything on the first press of either the up or down keys. What it does is displays in a graphical representation the level of the volume control, how many dB it's set to. And if you press it again, the up and down button, of course that changes, and you've got to press it within 2 seconds of your initial press. So if you want to increase the volume by one increment, you would press the volume button twice in rapid succession. Probably not much point showing the volume status just by pressing it, because most people wouldn't be able to see it, but that's the whole design of the point, so you can actually see what it looks like before you change it. Okay, the next button is the play button. This unit is a dual tape deck construction, and the play button works for both decks, and we'll describe how that works a little later on. Both decks are auto reverse, and I might as well mention it now. The record deck has an AC bias, AC arrays, and can handle recording on both type 1 and type 2 tapes, and plays all types of tapes. Auto select bias for recording and playback included. The next button is the radio on band select button. The next button to the right is the CD play pause button. And the button after that is your auxiliary in button. Now, a word about those four buttons we've just talked about: the play for the tape, the radio band, CD, play pause, and auxiliary. If the unit is powered off and one of these four buttons is pressed, the unit automatically powers on to that function. So, in other words, if you press the radio band button, as I will now, that's the radio. So I just turn that off. So that powers up the function you want automatically from the off state. Okay, moving on from those is the stop button, and that actually has a second function I found out. It's also a mini select button. If you press the stop button while the unit is stopped, it toggles between the CD player and the cassette player. The next button is the eject for the CD, and then we come to the jog dial. So that's the first row. The second row of buttons, which is at the back of the behind the first row, we have eject for cassette deck A, which is the play deck. Then we have dub, and this machine is only a one-speed dub unit, but the recording quality and dubbing quality is excellent and certainly worth investing in for that reason alone. Then we have deck A and B selection. Then we have CD edit, and that's if you're recording from a CD onto deck B. You insert the CD, insert the tape, and press CD edit, and the unit mucks around for a while it determines how long your tape is and how long the CD is, and syncs the level of the recording level of the deck B and the output level of the CD, and does a few other things, and does its best to determine how to record your CD onto the tape you have. A very handy feature if you do that sort of thing, and I'm surprised how many people are. There's lots of people who still have cassette recorders in their, cassette players, I should say, in their car. Not too many cassette recorders around for cars. And they like to just dub things from their home system onto a cassette and put it in the car. Well, what better way to do it than with a unit like this RX-ED50. Now, after the CD edit button is the record button. And the four buttons I've just described, dub, AB selection, CD edit, and record, are round buttons. The next two buttons are for the radio mainly. They are the up and down seek scan buttons. The radio on this unit is a two-band AM/FM radio, though I believe the model of RX-ED50 available in the UK also has long wave. The next three buttons from those are round buttons again. They are your EQ settings. I leave it on flat. There are several settings, including clear, hall, live. I can't remember what the other two are, but I leave it on flat, and flat sounds very nice. Then we have the clock. Yes, this unit has a clock, and you can set it by holding the button down for 1 second and then turning the jog dial. It's probably best to do that from your default, so you just move it the amount of clicks you require for the time, and each click from the jog dial is 1 minute. Then after that is the timer button. This unit, the RX-ED50, has two timers, a play timer and a record timer, and they can both be set separately. So for instance, you could have the RX-ED start playing at 7 o'clock to wake you up. The play source could be CD, radio or cassette, obviously, or you could have your RX-ED50 record something at 9 o'clock at night silently from the radio or from CD or from the auxiliary. Even the choice is yours. And the alarm also has the ability to have the volume adjusted, or timer I should say, rather than alarm, but you get my drift. So you can have the volume down for one timer and the volume up at a significant level for the other timer. And the last button is the eject button for tape deck B, and then we have the jog dial, which is the joining feature, I guess you could say, for the right side of both rows. That is on the top of the unit. At the back of the unit is the FM antenna and two sockets, headphone out and auxiliary in. Both these sockets are mini jacks, the headphone you'd expect to be. It's interesting that Panasonic chose to have a 3.5 stereo in mini jack for the auxiliary in, and I've actually found this quite useful. Well, it's nice to be able to hook up your MacBook or your computer to the RX-ED50 and use this for a pair of excellent speakers, for instance. Now, the unit runs on 8 D-cell batteries, plus 4 AA's to keep the clock and memories in check. The unit's CD player can be programmed up to 24 tracks. The interesting thing about that is that the program is kept in memory along with the clock and timer settings and your radio memories, etc. So the only way to really erase a program is to eject the disk. The unit also comes with a very comprehensive remote control, and I'll look at that now and describe it to you. The remote control has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 rows of buttons. And the first row, we have the power off button. The second button to the right is the sleep button. And every press of this button increases the sleep time by 30 minutes. So if you have the unit powered on, and you press the sleep button once, it goes into 30-minute sleep mode, press it again 60, press it again 90, and press it again 120, and press it again turns back to zero. The next button, a very interesting feature, I've only ever seen this on this particular unit, is the fade button. So assuming you've set the sleep mode, you can press the fade button to turn fading on. So as the sleep timer is counting down, the volume turns down as well of the unit. And the fourth button is the program button. That button is used to program your CD tracks with the CD player or program the presets for the radio. The RX-ED50 has 24 presets in total, 12 AM and 12 FM. And that's one feature I don't like. I think if you're going to have presets, fine, have 24 presets, have 40 presets, have 6 presets, have 10. But they should be completely random and not band specific. Another portable I had from Panasonic, absolutely ridiculous. It had, I think it had 5 AM presets and 20 FM presets. It's absolutely ludicrous. So that's my only real gripe about this unit. So that's the top row on the remote control. And we start with the number pad now, and we have numbers 1, 2, 3, and then there's a gap. I wonder what button was supposed to be there. And then there's 4, 5, 6, and the plus key, the plus 10 key for when you're entering multiple digits. Then on the row below that, there's 7, 8, 9, and 0, and that's the number pad. Then below that, we have controls that affect the cassette player in the main, auto reverse mode, and that switches the two cassette decks between no auto reversing at all, auto reversing until the decks get to side, the end of side B, or continuous auto reversing. Then we have tape A and tape B selection, then tape counter and time remain toggle, and then the auxiliary button. And on the row below that, which is the sixth row, all the buttons here control the tape recorder. On the left, we start with rewind, then fast forward, then stop, then play. And a few notes about these buttons. When in play mode, the fast forward and rewind buttons act as your TPS tape program sensor. So in other words, they're music search, looking for gaps of 2 seconds between tracks when they're pressed. The play button is a multifunction button again. If the unit is playing and you press it, the unit reverts to the other side of the cassette. The next row of buttons concern the radio. The left and right buttons, the two buttons on the left, left and right, down and up for your scanning and your seek. Then the button after that is your stereo mono button on FM or your beat cancel on AM, which is particularly important if you're making a recording from an AM broadcast on this unit. And the button after that is your radio on band select button. A few notes about the radio on this unit. The AM band is excellent as far as sensitivity and quality goes. Quite a wide band, but get quite sensitive. The only trouble might be if you have distant stations which you wish to tune to, and you have a local station that might be, say, 18 kilohertz adjacent to that, the local station possibly might swamp the distant station, but it's not that much of a problem. And I guess with a radio like this, you have to really compromise. And I think Panasonic have done a good job. So they've not made the band too narrow so that it's terrible to listen to, and they've not made it too wide so that it's difficult to get those distant stations. I've listened to the Voice of America AM transmitter on 1575, which is based in Thailand, at nighttime here without a problem. And of course, we're a considerable distance from Thailand in Australia. That transmitter is a 1 megawatt job, so that says something about this radio, I think. FM, it's about average, nothing special. Sounds good, but if you're after long distance FM, you're going to be a little disappointed. But for most people, the sensitivity is adequate. Okay, moving down to the third last row now. All these controls are for the CD. and pretty uniform. The left button on the row is track back or review, and the button to the right of that is track forward and cue. Then stop, then play pause. And on the second last row, we have the preset button, which I talked about before on the main unit, that toggles between your EQ presets or flat mode. Then the sound virtualizer, which is a sort of a phase effect, which gives the impression of surround sound when you're listening to a stereo signal through the speakers of the unit. And this is very effective, I think, when you're listening to a live football broadcast or sporting event. The third button on the second last row is the CD shuffle button. And the last button on that row is CD repeat. And then on the final row, you've just got your volume up and down controls, and they function the same way as the main volume up and down controls. The remote control runs on two AA batteries. I actually find myself controlling the unit mainly from the remote because of the extensive control I get from the unit. So let's do a few things, a few basic things. I will press the radio button on the remote control, the radio band select button.
But it was banned by police. He now says he intends to hold a huge...
And I'm just turning the volume down a little bit.
Updating sports news now, and
as you can hear, the unit has turned itself on, and I wish it would turn down the volume, that's better. And let's change memory, shall we? I will now switch to memory number 3, and the way I do that is just type in 3 on the number pad.
Temperatures to watch the fireworks in Victoria Harbour.
Now, if you're in front of the main unit and you'd rather use that to change memories, you use the jog dial. So I'm on memory 3 now. If I click to the right with the jog dial, I'll go to memory 4.
One person has died.
Themselves time to do it properly.
So there we are. I'll go back to memory number 1 now with the keypad of the remote control.
Movie or DVD a lot easier.
Or perhaps I'll go to memory 10, and to do that, I press the plus 10 button and type in 10.
Our reviews are at your fingertips at abc.au/rn/mobile.
There we are.
That's right, movie time has gone mobile. abc.net.au.
Okay, so that's a very, very basic example of how you navigate around the memories of the radio. And of course, if you want to do precise stepping, you can use the up and down buttons of the remote control or the main unit. So let's go to memory 4, which is set to 927 kHz. I want to go down to 873 kHz. So in order to do that, I press the down button once. I press the tape buttons there, sorry. So we're down at 918 again. 909, sorry. Again. 900. 891. 882. 873. And as you can hear, there's quite a bit of interference there. So that's scan mode. To seek back to the radio station we were, which is a fairly powerful one, I hold the up button down, and there we are. You heard me accidentally activate the cassette player a little while ago. As you can hear, those decks are fairly noisy with their soft touch or feather touch mechanism, as Panasonic calls it. Noisy but effective, to say the least. Excellent quality out of those cassette decks, and if you're into listening to talking books or music, you're going to be in for a rare treat. Hardly any amplifier hiss out of them at all. The unit's total output wattage is 20 watts RMS, which for a portable is nothing to be sneezed at. Great sound without any distortion on high volume. Several functions are compromised when running the unit on D batteries. I talked about how the unit has a backlit LCD display. This doesn't work on batteries. Further to this, you cannot turn the unit on with the remote control on batteries. I take it that the remote control sensor takes quite a bit of current, so that's probably why that's disabled. So you have to turn the unit on from the main power on-off button or the other function buttons from the main unit, and then you can use the remote control after you've done that. Have I missed anything? No, I don't believe I have. I did write a review on this unit for the PC Audio list, but I think there may have been a problem with my email client at the time I wrote the thing, and it was back in February 2005, I believe I reviewed it. It's since been mentioned quite a number of times by yours truly and other people, and I know a couple of other people have actually gone and bought them. Yes, it's a bit of a pity that this unit doesn't play MP3s, but on the whole, I think I can ignore that slight flaw because of the excellent quality that this unit exhibits. I'm just putting the remote control down on the table. And the big question is, to finish this little podcast with, how long will this unit remain in stock for? Well, this is Dane Trethown. I hope you've found my session informative. And sorry for my hiccups, but it is the first podcast I've done of this time, of this type. And I welcome your feedback as ever. My email address is grtdane@trethown.net, and I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for listening.